Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. That catalog is so overwhelming with like thousands of places you can be besides here, so appreciate you being here today. I hope we can keep you entertained. So I have the great privilege and pleasure of talking about a positive pro campaign today. Often I talk about our sugary drink awareness work, which has a slightly less positive vibe, so I'm going to leave that to Allie for today. So it's sort of a little mini outline of what I'm going to hopefully get to today. I'm just going to describe the goals of this media campaign and a little bit about the creative development of it, and then discuss the use of multi-channel approach to get the message out. And then I will share some reach and evaluation data, and I'm going to try to note a few lessons learned along the way. So I have nothing to disclose, except I'm relieved not to talk about sugary drinks today. Okay, so the goals of this campaign were to promote physical activity and two specific kinds of physical activity. So active transportation, which is basically just the getting your exercise by getting around. So walking, taking public transit where there's a little bit of walking in between, riding bikes, taking the stairs instead of elevators, that all counts as active transportation. And then the second goal was to promote a group fitness resource that is hosted by our Parks and Recreation Department called BeFitNYC.org. So the two of the things that our CPPW grant enabled us to do were to both promote physical activity through education, like the campaign I'm going to talk about, but also to sort of support that on the ground with programmatic work. So one of the things that we did was we revamped, with the Parks Department, we revamped the BeFit website, which had already existed, but we basically beefed it up. So whereas there were a couple hundred fitness classes you could find there that were free or low cost in the parks and recreation facilities, and then also beyond that, with the largesse of CPPW, we were able to sort of make it into thousands of possible fitness opportunities, and also add a kind of do-it-yourself meetup component, which I'll talk a little more about later. And this kind of back to active transportation, New York City is actually a great place to get kind of walking fitness and getting around fitness because it's pretty compact, pretty walkable, and transit goes everywhere, public transit. So we actually have really good rates of physical activity through active transportation, but obviously it can always get higher, and we have a lot of obesity and chronic disease, especially in certain neighborhoods of our city, and there are people who are really completely inactive, and just to get up and walk a little more would do them a lot of good on a lot of fronts. So that was kind of the goal here. Okay, so I'm going to kind of run through the five main creatives of the ad campaign. This is a primarily print campaign, although we did do a little sort of social media video, which I'll mention a little later. So And we work with a couple of ad agencies in New York City. They're all under contract, and they basically compete for any major media campaigns we do. And we found of the five agencies that bid for this job, they all had something similar to this Make NYC Your Gym kind of slogan. And the idea was that you don't have to belong to a fancy gym. You don't have to pay a lot for fitness in a city like New York. And the agency we selected had sort of, we thought, the best take on that. And then, as we do with all of our media campaigns, we did fairly extensive focus group testing, especially with our population of most concern, which tend to be lower income and in three neighborhoods of the city that have the highest incidence of chronic disease. So that's South Bronx, Harlem, and Central Brooklyn. So when we focus group test, we always sort of oversample for folks from those neighborhoods and sort of fitting the demographics that are most likely to suffer from chronic disease and need physical activity to sort of help fix that problem. So there are five main creatives. This is sort of the flagship branding because it was the most graphic. I think in most places, and certainly New York is no exception, even though we like to think we're so exceptional, pride of place is a really powerful sort of messaging thing. So obviously that's Lady Liberty. The type treatment for Make NYC Your Gym is in the same typeface as the NYC bubble logo here. So all of the city agencies have that NYC logo, so it was part of why we had that type on the branding match up with that. The other thing you see here is that we're suggesting little chunks, ways of getting your exercise a little bit at a time. Research supports that this is a good way to get your exercise. So if you know, a half hour a day is overwhelming to you, you can get 10 minutes by getting off the subway a stop early, and then at lunchtime you can walk, and, you know, you can take those stairs a couple times a day if you are on the 8th or 10th floor of your building, or even if you're on the 3rd or 4th floor. So there are all these little ways to sort of add up to a lot of physical activity during your week without actually spending a lot of time in any one bout. And for people who really aren't getting much physical fitness at all, this really resonated in our focus groups. Okay, so then two more layouts kind of model the behavior of active transportation. So we see, you know, regular New Yorkers just going about their day, but, you know, this woman in yellow is walking briskly. And the people on the right, well, they're obviously climbing stairs, but they also may have gotten off the subway a stop early to walk the extra 10 blocks or so. And again, we have the little chunks of short bits of activity. Also, on all of our layouts, we had a call to action both to get more information by calling the city's information line, but also to visit BeFit NYC. So even though on these we're not really talking about group fitness, we were still sort of pushing the website in all of the subway layouts. And then these, also I should note that these squares I'm showing you are subway posters, which is sort of our main channel for advertising, just because it's sort of the best way to reach the most New Yorkers. So the final two layouts, modeling again, and this was group fitness. So this kind of went more specifically at BeFit NYC to promote that site, which also had a mobile-enabled version, which we sort of launched at the end of this campaign so that you could sort of use your GPS to find whatever it is, a walking group, a yoga class, a Tai Chi session, wherever you are at whatever time you want. And we tried to, you know, these photos that we took, we tried to kind of represent a bunch of different kinds of New Yorkers. We find when we develop campaigns that people are very particular about if they do see themselves or they don't see themselves, and so sometimes one way to kind of cover that is to show a lot of different kinds of people so that you might relate to somebody in the ad. That doesn't always really work out well, but that was sort of the intention of these layouts. Here, and then we also kind of kept in mind that since we were doing a sort of yay for New York scene, we tried to keep them near landmarks. So the bridge on the left is the Manhattan Bridge, which I hear is now open again, which is nice. It was closed yesterday. And then on the right is sort of like a warehousey part of Dumbo in Brooklyn. Well, color. So as I said, we took a multi-channel approach, partly because we were lucky enough to have enough money to pay for a bunch of channels, but some of the channels were free and earned media and kind of strategic social media. So, like I said, subway ads are sort of our main bread and butter when we can afford them. The way the New York City subway ads work is that when you do a buy, your ads will be in a certain percentage of cars, or at least the ones we buy, in the system, and it goes throughout the entire system. So you're not buying just a neighborhood, you're buying the entire A train, which goes, you know, from somewhere in the Bronx, I think, at the top to, you know, all the way around through Manhattan and into Brooklyn. So we get really good coverage and a lot of bang for our buck and a lot of impressions there. We also, for this campaign, did bus shelter posters, which are nice because they're gigantic, and those are obviously more targeted into the zip codes of most concern. Newspaper ads and an ad in the magazine Time Out New York were sort of listings for some live launch events we did when the BeFit NYC website relaunched and these ads all went up. So those had a little more kind of temporal component where it was like, come join us and do Zumba in Queens on Saturday. We also were able to do some radio advertising, which comes with a lot of earned media in our market. So we worked with Hot 97, and DJs did a lot of sort of on-air, not commercials, but more like reads with suggestions for how to make NYC your gym. At the Puerto Rican Day Parade, on their float, they had a giant Lady Liberty Make NYC Your Gym kind of banner, and they were giving out little towels like you get at sporting events with Make NYC Your Gym on them. And they did a couple of other things for us throughout the summer as well as sort of plug the physical activity promotion on the radio. We bought some internet banner ads, and we bought Google AdWords, which directed people, if they were searching for fitness in New York City, to the BeFit website. So like if you went kayaking in the Hudson River, you might, you know, our site would come up fairly high. Google AdWords can be very expensive, especially if they're popular words. That was a small buy, but that did get us a bunch of clicks through to the site. We bought a few Facebook ads. At the time, we were really in the throes of trying to build up our page for physical activity and nutrition, which is now a super thriving page in which Lady Liberty is our cover photo. So you should definitely check out that Eating Healthy NYC is the name of that Facebook page, and we talk about physical activity there too. So we, at the time, bought some Facebook ads to direct people back to both that page and also some to the BeFit Facebook page, which I'll talk a little bit more about in a minute. And then social media outreach. So I'll show you, we did an infographic and a little small video to sort of offer up to bloggers who might write about it. So not just the ads as images, but also kind of more social media friendly assets were created by a social media marketing firm we were working with to kind of help us learn how to really work that new universe online. Let's see, and live events, which is unusual for us with a media campaign. There's so much programmatic work on the ground around obesity issues, but having all these sort of fun physical fitness activities as we launched the campaign and launched the site was an extra fun thing we could do. So, all right. Yeah. So here are just a couple of the things we did for bloggers to pick up. So you see there's an infographic, and then two stills from a video. I didn't bring the video because I was nervous about the AV, although all my colleagues have videos, so you'll get to see some videos soon. The video was basically like a how do you make NYC your gym. So it was interviews with some of the bloggers who'd picked up our content and had planned events for the launch week. So that woman in the gray tank top was one of our fun bloggers, just talking about things she does, like carrying her groceries up to her walk up on the sixth floor. And then we also covered some popular fitness classes in all kinds of places. So on the bottom is this super fun kind of aerobic dance class that happens in the Bed-Stuy neighborhood in Brooklyn in a recreation center run by the park. So this is a free class. Usually like 100 ladies show up every Saturday. I think it was a Saturday morning class. And we promoted that class as one of our launch events. So that day there was more stuff. The borough president, Marty Markowitz, came. And he's always sort of a trip. And some other sort of elected officials came to events like that. So we offered that stuff for social media. So here's just some pictures from those launch week events. Like I said, electeds came and kids and grown-ups. And in addition to the events that we sort of planned and promoted at the beginning of the summer, we also piggybacked on other physical fitness promotion where we could. So like this picture, the kid on the bike is the program called Summer Streets that happens in August. Three Saturdays, they close down like almost all of Park Avenue from Lower Manhattan up through the Upper East Side. So it's several miles of a pretty major avenue. So people can bike and walk and play and just sort of take back the streets from the cars and the buses. So what we sort of gave out postcards and promoted the BeFit site there. The fellow in the yellow jacket is our friend Dan Rollman, who has a kind of alternative to the Guinness Book of World Records. And his group came and logged in a record in our sort of final event where we had the largest Zumba party ever in New York City. We apparently did not have the largest Zumba party ever anywhere, but in New York, we were like 427 strong. So we set a record and also promoted the mobile-enabled site, which launched that same week. We gave out temporary tattoos. We had some T-shirts, so there was some swag, and it was a lot of fun. We also found that those T-shirts are still kind of circulating around the city. So just a couple weeks ago, I was at a farmer's market in the Bronx, and a lady was wearing one of those T-shirts. And this campaign was from 2011, summer of 11. So kind of nice people were wearing the message a year later. Okay, so some reach numbers. You know, we were able to buy a lot of impressions. Impressions are kind of a tricky thing, but you can see we had a lot. The outdoor impressions, that's subway and bus shelters combined. Print impressions is from those couple of newspapers. So what I haven't talked about yet is this Facebook element of the BeFit site. So some of the plan to refurbish the site was to have a kind of meetup component, where if you didn't see an activity that suited your needs, like for instance, you wanted a walking group but there wasn't one in your neighborhood on Tuesday at 6 a.m., you could start your own. Because we're a government site, we had a couple of hurdles we couldn't get over about having that component live on the .gov. It's bfitnyc.org, but it's actually a .gov. It's just sort of a shortened URL. So because we couldn't do that, we had to sort of bounce people out to a Facebook app, and then we'd have to like adopt the app and subscribe to the app and do the things you do when you do an app on Facebook. So the sort of the hurdles to get people to actually sign up and then make their own events, I think, proved to be a little tough. Although we did have about 1,000 events created through that Facebook app over the course of the summer when the campaign was going on. And at the end of the summer, there was about 250 subscribers. And there's a few more now, but that piece of it, sort of another lesson learned was the hurdle, especially if you're just trying to get people to get more active, and especially because we have this great resource where there's lots of walking groups. Not everybody really wants to start their own and do the extra work. But we did have, with, you know, directing people to it, we did get quite a number of impressions and several clicks. So at least we knew that the promotion sent people there to check it out, even if they didn't necessarily start their own Tai Chi class. We did a lot of social media pushing, and our Twitter reach on our best day was almost 500,000, which is pretty good for one day. We just kept plugging it and kept using the messaging and kept saying, make NYC your gym by doing this or come to this event. And we got a lot of retweets, so that reach is basically reflective of a lot of people retweeting it, including bloggers who wrote for us, and then made some mainstream media mentions and stuff that all kind of cycled around Twitter. The Facebook page also grew a lot, just the Eating Healthy Facebook page, as well as the BeFit Facebook page. Internet battery impressions, Google AdWords, so I mentioned those things. Those are just that click-through rate of 1.89% on the Google AdWords is actually pretty good. A rule of thumb is 1% is good. So we were very happy about people seeing those AdWords and actually getting to the BeFit site. It would be great if we knew how many of them took a class or rode a boat, but at least we know they saw it and they were aware of it. We got a lot of earned media. We got about 50 or so mainstream media mentions in places like Huffington Post and Gothamist and some local stuff and some national stuff, and then a lot of sort of reposts and reblogs. So those impressions over the course of the summer were in the hundreds of millions, just on what we could measure from the online postings of those articles. And then we had a couple thousand live event participants. We had six events in June in what we called the launch week, and then we had a couple of other things that I mentioned throughout the summer where we piggybacked. And then we had this sort of wrap-up Zumba record party at the end of the summer. So all told, we had a couple thousand, I think it was something like 3,000, we really couldn't count, people in those events. And at those events, and with street kind of promotion, we gave out a little over 3,000 T-shirts and tens of thousands of postcards, which I have with me if anybody wants one, and temporary tattoos. We're still giving out some of those temporary tattoos. Okay, how am I doing on time? I just have one more slide. Wrap it up. So we were able to do some evaluation on the campaign, which is really nice, and of course we always wish we could do more, but we did two surveys that had a pretty similar instrument. One was a street intercept survey. 1,220 people surveyed right outside subway hubs, so obviously the numbers are going to be higher if you're just coming out of the train and it's like, have you seen a physical activity campaign? But we liked that they had the unaided slogan recall was really high, so when asked, have you seen any physical activity promotions, a lot of people were like, yeah, make NYC your gym, which is music to my ears. They didn't ask unaided recall in the street intercept survey, but the aided recall was about two-thirds. So it was like, have you seen this ad? And two-thirds of the people said yes. We did an online panel of 801 people, and so expectedly those numbers are a little bit lower, but also pretty strong. 4% unaided recall of Make NYC Your Gym as a slogan. 8% unaided recall of the campaign. So 8% of the people of that 800 could say, have you seen any physical fitness ads in the subway? And they said, yeah, there's the one with the Lady Liberty making a muscle or something like that, where we knew it was ours. And about 30% aided recall. And then that last bullet is just, we always like to sort of double check ourselves because we love our subway advertising, but it's nice to know that, the more frequently you rode the subway, the more likely you were to have seen these ads, and that just kind of lets us know that that's a good place for us to be, not just because we think so, but because we have a little bit of evidence to support that. And I think that's all I got. Let's see. Yeah, and so this is just a list of some of the people who I worked with on this campaign. It was both the Parks Department, Health Department, and also our Department of Transportation, who were very upset when the biking layout fell off after we tested these in focus groups, because we were going to promote biking, but it was one of the things that was too big a hurdle for people to think about as active transportation who weren't already doing it. So, but anyway, so a shout out to them. That's it. Thanks.